It's another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
And welcome back, America, the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Coming up, border to border, coast to coast, and 20% of the galaxy.
I don't even think it's that much, probably. You know, I mean, you wonder how far.
Yeah, not even 20%. It's probably 5%.
Yeah, very, very small portion.
Your home of common sense technology.
It's funny, the more we do looking.
You get on a jag, man, and you just.
Well, and that kind of stuff really does blow your mind when you talk about the size and distances you're talking about with the galaxy.
Yeah.
And
it is.
The universe.
Inestimable. Mm. Well, and then you get into the situation we talked about during the break where you realize that even the guys that we look to know don't really know.
Yeah.
They're good estimates. They're good guesses.
But they are only guesses.
They're based on some factual stuff, we think.
They extrapolate on data they know.
Yeah.
That they think they know.
Yep.
Not necessarily 100% think they know.
Well, I always go back to this thing. This is what I always go back to. When I was a kid, I was so into dinosaurs that when I was a kid in fourth grade, they called me the scientist. Because I
had... Good. Now you're the doctor.
No. Yeah.
What the heck?
No, in the next year I'll be the loon. No. Fourth grade, I'm the scientist.
Next year,
yeah.
It's already happened, my friend.
Yeah. Happened in third grade. I knew every single dinosaur and every statistic related to that dinosaur that they knew about that had been defined in 1967.
As the Encyclopedia Britannica at the time.
Every single one.
You knew those pages inside and out.
Memorized. I was the scientist.
With the pictures.
Everything.
And everything.
And
guess what?
So at some point, I don't even know when, because I kind of lost interest in the dinosaurs and moved on to other things.
Sure, because you became one.
But then I went back and realized at some point in time, one of my favorite dinosaurs never even existed. Didn't even exist. And the closest thing to it was completely different than they said it was in 1967.
That's right.
The Brontosaurus.
Yep.
One of my favorite dinosaurs. Huge, monstrous.
It was the big beast.
Did not exist.
That's right.
And not only did it not exist, but its closest... I mean, how do you have a relative to something that didn't exist? But the one that was the closest to what the Brontosaurus was supposed to be, the tail didn't droop down. The belly didn't rub the... I mean, you know, they had them so like the belly almost rubbed. They looked like stretched out dachshunds almost, you know, 100 tons.
They did.
Turns out these things, the tails were held up. Yep. You know, they were slow, but they were much more mobile than they showed them, you know.
Yeah, and those are the ones you see on Jurassic Park.
Right.
Where they show them walking. And
yeah.
And those are the ones.
Picking the leaves from the top of the redwoods kind of thing.
It's true.
And so I always harken back to that. I was utterly destroyed when I learned that there was no such thing as a brontosaurus.
I did the same thing with the $6 million man.
Yeah.
I was bummed that
I'm crying.
Steve Austin didn't really exist because I wanted to be him.
Yeah. So, you know, when we talk about these things, we always do have to understand that these are the best educated guesses. And and not to demean them, but it's just reality.
And you have to keep trying and trying to learn more and more and more. But, you know, there's so much to learn, and our little brains can only take in so much, especially mine, that you have to.
Our very little brains. Incredibly little brains.
That's true.
Well, you know what? Can we get an update from MS?
Really?
Can we do it?
MS.
Get the latest from the evil empire.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
Well, we've talked the last several weeks about my excitement, potentially, over Windows 10. There's still some room, there's still some time for them to blow it. But very promising pre-release versions of Windows 10 from Microsoft. In fact, you can download them now. You don't want to put them on a machine that you actually have to have working. But it's kind of fun to play with, and it looks very exciting. And one of the interesting things is they're changing the name of Internet Explorer, and they don't know yet what it's going to be called.
What?
So, you know, you're a name guy.
I'm devastated now again.
No,
first
no.
The Brontosaurus, $6 million man.
No, it's still going to exist. It'll just be the different name.
Yeah, but the name, man. Why are you changing the name?
The code name for the new browser is Project Spartan. Now, you know why that is? I'll tell you why that is.
No, why?
And it goes back to Microsoft and everyone else's need to kind of try to keep up with Google and their hyper-simple interface and presentation. What you see on the screen, I mean, it's sparse. And
Spartan.
So I think that's where that comes from. Well, you don't think so?
I think they're using the Roman nomenclature.
Roman nomen?
Yep.
Clature?
Yep. And that's going to change everything.
Well, if it's Spartan, it can't be Roman.
Oh, that's true.
But I'm just curious, you know, you're good at this kind of thing, and I know I can just, right off the bat, off the top of your head, you're going to have some clever new names. What should it be called? Cool. Internet Exploder. Internet. That's actually an old name. Smart aleck anti-Microsoft guys would use Internet Exploder. It's actually become quite a good product over the years. You know, last couple of years been pretty darn good since Windows 7, certainly. And continues to improve. And I'm sure it's going to be another step better with Windows 10. But what would you call it?
What would be a good...
Well, it could be almost anything. I mean, when you look at what the names are, Firefox, Thunderbird, Chrome, Chromium, Opera, Vivaldi... Maxthon, there's a browser built on the Internet Explorer called Maxthon. You could call it almost anything. You know what I think you do?
What?
Andromeda.
Mm.
No. What's Well, I was gonna say Milky Way, but that's too weird.
Well,
I mean,
what
to be named
what
after?
Be the next you know,
candy bar? Was
next
weird.
Thing in line after exploring? Conqueror.
No.
After
you explore...
What do?
Die. You get to where you're going, the Indians kill you, or you starve to death.
Or you kill them and survive. I don't know.
Spread polio blankets and then
I don't know what you... We'll have to think about it over the break.
Yeah.
Anybody have any suggestions, please let us
Ooh.
Know.
Columbia, named after Columbus. There's an explorer. Columbia, Microsoft Columbia. 866-821-8255 is the number. 866-821-TALK. Apple. And some Google news, too, after this.
Don't go away. You don't want to miss the senseless slaughter. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
Hey, guys. This is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again. Here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.